The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
70 The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Snow is falling across parts of the Northeast this morning. Another big winter storm moving through the region. The I-95 corridor from Philadelphia to Boston is in the bullseye. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says that most, but not all, of New England can expect a good deal of snow.
Just southeast Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and it looks like a significant part of Long Island that's not going to get heavy snow, but it's uncertain. Who will get heavy snow on Long Island, if anybody.
This storm coming through on the heels of last week's nor'easter that blasted the region. There's no word yet on who might replace President Trump's top economic advisor.
The director of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, says he's leaving the White House after breaking with President Trump on trade policy. Cohn has been an outspoken opponent of the president's plan to slap tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. He tried to orchestrate an 11th-hour effort to push Trump to reverse course. But the president says the tariffs are coming in days. So Cohn issued a statement that it was his honor to serve in the administration. The president responded, Cohn has served his country with great distinction. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Public school teachers in West Virginia back in the classroom this morning, returning to work after a 9-day walkout over pay and benefits. Teacher Stacy Patterson says that she and her fellow educators have a message for state lawmakers.
I hope that they realize that we do have a voice in what happens, and we do have a right to be heard, and that through unity, anything can happen. And it is a powerful thing.
The teachers will be getting a 5% pay raise. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply lower. Dow futures down about 248 points. S&P futures off 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. And for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain. And it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife Sue did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Over on the westbound BQE by the LIE, getting reports of a collision there. 59th Street at Columbus Circle, an accident with a truck into a building. Alternate side of parking rules are suspended for snow removal. Metered parking rules in effect. Over on 22 West at Meeker Ave in Newark, it's an overturned truck. All lanes subject to closure. 280 West exit 7 into West Orange. An accident reported there as well. Speeds are reduced over at the Tappan Zee Bridge and at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. If you're going to be taking a ride over to Mass Transit, over on the LIRR, a regular schedule for today. Metro North on a reduced schedule. New Jersey Transit will be cross-honoring tickets system-wide. Watch for delays on the downtown D and N trains with ongoing signal problems. Rain, wind, and snow increasing throughout the day, high in the mid-30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
One of the great humans on the planet, one of the great guys of all time, my childhood buddy, longtime friend, brilliant, brilliant, the best legal mind in all of the world, Judge Andrew Napolitano, senior judicial analyst for the Fox News Channel. Judge, it is an honor always to have you on the show, my friend.
How are you, my dear friend?
We're good, and I see you just explaining it and translating for all of us. The millions that watch you, Judge, we appreciate it so much. What the heck's going on? Nothing in Bloomfield happened like this, Judge.
I think you and I should have dinner with Sam Nunberg next week.
I said, I couldn't believe, you know, Sam was in the studio, and, you know, Sam's mom listens, and we wish Mrs. Lundberg the best, but what happened with that? Judge, what happened? Was that like a concerted effort on his behalf to leave Bob Mueller away from him, you think so?
It might have been a concerted effort on his behalf. I've never seen this before in 45 years of being a lawyer, to impeach himself. To undermine his own credibility so that when he does speak truthfully, even if it's against Trump, nobody will believe him. I've never heard of this happening. But that six-hour rant and gyration that he went on the other day, I question the ethics of it because I really think it was alcohol-infused. You know, we didn't put him on because your friend and mine, Charlie Gasparino, interviewed him on the phone, got off the phone and said he's drunk. He told that.
Charlie.
I'm not going to put somebody on who's drunk.
Charlie did say that.
Yeah.
Wow, right.
Charlie was not only being a professional, he was being compassionate.
Yeah,
you can't put a
exactly.
drunk person on air. The other networks did.
Judge, how
about. You know, it was side splitting.
You know.
Dramatic. It was like a train wreck. Stop watching.
And Judge, you're one of the. You have such character as a person, Andrew. You really do. So to watch this from another competitive news channel, they just were grabbing at straws, and to put him on the air like that. I mean, how wrong was that, Judge? Really?
It was terrible. It was terrible. I don't know if there's such a thing as journalistic ethics, but if there are,
they
were violated.
Yeah. Hey, Judge, could you break down what's happening with Gowdy and what House GOP chairman called for special counsel to probe this FISA abuse claim? We saw you talking about it on Fox this morning.
The House of Representatives has substantial evidence that when FBI bosses went to the FISA court, which is a secret court, that meets only to authorize surveillance on foreigners.
Right.
They persuaded the FISA court to authorize surveillance on an American, and they used a political document to persuade the court, and they didn't tell the court it was a political document. So in other words, they duped a judge to sign this surveillance. So the question is, should the people who did this, who abused the power that the statutes give them, be investigated? Well, there were four applications to the FISA court, three in the Obama administration, one in the Trump administration, that are in this category. So if there's a special counsel, can't be appointed by Jeff Sessions because he's taken himself out of the picture, would have to be appointed by Rod Rosenstein, the number two person in the DOJ. Who approved the fourth of those applications? Rod Rosenstein. So he's basically being asked to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate himself.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and where do we end up with all this, Judge? What do you think?
I don't know. I have been a vocal opponent of the FISA court since it was established in 1978 because it lowers the standard for spying on people from what the Constitution says, probable cause of crime, to what the statute says, probable cause of talking to a foreign person. Talking to a foreign person. I could call my cousins in Florence or a bookstore in Naples, if there was such a thing. And for that, they can listen to my phone calls. It's just absurd. The statute is wrong. The court meets in secret. And there's nobody there to challenge what the government presents.
Yeah.
So is there any wonder that it grants 99.96% of all applications made to it? I signed search warrants.
Yeah.
I probably turned down more than I signed. I never heard of a court that grants 99.96%. But that's what this court does.
Yeah.
Can we get the records? No. Can the judges themselves see the records? No. Can the judges bring mobile phones, paper, pen, pencil, briefcase into or out of the courthouse? No. The judges get frisked when they enter the courthouse and frisked when they leave. I mean, this is the most un-American court you've ever heard of.
I know. And we're so confused about this Mueller probe. What is the status of that? When does it end? Because, Judge, you know what? And you're just an upstanding guy. This guy, I mean, what is he being paid? What do you think Mueller's making all this?
Mueller's being paid probably a standard GS 17 or 18, it's probably about $175,000 a year, which is peanuts compared to what he was making in private practice.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of the people that believes that Mueller is an upstanding guy. But you ask me what he's looking at. He's looking at three things.
Yeah.
One, did the Trump campaign receive, quote, I'm quoting from the statute, anything of value, close quote, from a foreign national or a foreign government?
Mm-hmm.
If they did, that's a felony. Two, did President Trump himself interfere with one of Mueller's investigations by firing Jim Comey for a corrupt purpose? A corrupt purpose is one that is self-serving and not a bona fide law enforcement purpose. If he did, that's obstruction of justice, a felony. Three, and this has nothing to do with Trump as president,
mm-hmm.
did Trump engage in any financial shenanigans or bank fraud in his real estate dealings in New York? I mean, this really absolutely has nothing to do with his presidency, but that's the third thing that they're looking for as well. And he's bringing people in and getting them to cooperate. He's got three treasure troves in the past week. Rick Gates, mm-hmm. who was with the campaign and mm-hmm. with the transition and with Manafort for years. Some guy named George Nader, who was the campaign's conduit to the United Arab Emirates, who knew they were involved. And now this character of characters, when he's sober, Sam Nunberg.
Oh, man.
Who, according to Charlie Gasparino,
yeah.
is now cooperating with Mueller. Now, Nunberg said something that is unbelievable. He said, I'm not going to show up at the grand jury.
Yeah.
Let him arrest me.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, you do not say that to the FBI because they'll be at your front door in about
yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, really, really. Hey, Judge, you know the president personally, and you have respect and know Mueller. Your instinct, Judge, I'm talking just from the hip, your legal instinct, Judge Napolitano, where this all ends up in this Mueller situation.
I think the president does have some legal problems, and I think he's got to address them head on, and I think calling Mueller a witch hunt or that kind of stuff is not going to help.
Wow.
I think they should not be cooperating with Mueller. I think they should be resisting. If you were my client and the government said, would you voluntarily give us Joey's checkbook? And I would say, no, go get a subpoena. Go get a search warrant.
Yeah, it's true. And Judge Andrew, if I may, don't you think we need an independent counsel? I mean, if we're going to do the Mueller probe, don't we need an independent counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton and Uranium One?
I think there were a lot of shenanigans that went on there. I think there were prosecutable crimes. And if the DOJ doesn't do it, somebody should. I think that President Trump should pick up the phone and say to Jeff Sessions, remember that email thing?
Yeah.
Go present that evidence to a grand jury and see if they indict her. Remember Uranium One that FBI investigated? Go present that to a grand jury and see if they indict her.
Yeah.
And do it on the phone. Don't do it by Twitter. And tell him if he doesn't do it, he's going to be back in Alabama growing tobacco.
Judge Napolitano. Andrew, you're the best. Before we let you go, now they're saying our friend, Kellyanne Conway, I love Kellyanne, Jersey girl, they say she broke the law by violating the Hatch Act. What is the Hatch Act?
This is a statute that prohibits you from endorsing a candidate or encouraging the vote for a candidate while you're in the White House grounds. You know, with Fox and friends, I don't know what the heck she said, but they found out she did it. But ask me how many people have been prosecuted for violating the Hatch Act since it was enacted in 1933.
Yeah,
it's an easy number to remember.
Yeah,
zero.
And Stormy Daniels, I'm embarrassed to even talk to you, my dear friend. I have such respect for you.
I just read the complaint before you called in case you wanted to ask me about it.
Well, I mean, really?
This thing is wild. Do you know somebody named David Dennison?
No.
The pseudonym for Donald Trump. I mean, this stuff is about to explode.
But, I mean, first of all, wasn't there a non-disclosure agreement with this gal?
Yeah, and he never signed it.
He never signed it.
And the lawyer, Michael Cohen, violated it. So she went to her lawyers, and they're saying, well, if the other side violates the non-disclosure, then you're no longer bound by it. That's a mess.
It is. And anybody these days, Judge, anybody can say anything. You're guilty until proven innocent. These movements. And I mean, and listen, Donald Trump doesn't need any sympathy, but I feel for the president that anybody can say anything, and now he's got to answer to it, no?
Yes, he does have to. He's got to hire lawyers to go into Superior Court in Los Angeles, California, and respond to this thing. It was just filed last night.
And you think anything will become of that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Under a famous Supreme Court case called Clinton versus Jones, this is Paul Jones against Bill Clinton, the president has to answer civil complaints filed against him, even while he's president.
Yeah.
He cannot delay it until after he's president. A criminal case against the president can be delayed. A civil case cannot. So he's got to litigate it. What his response is going to be, I don't know. This guy, Michael Cohen, claims he paid the girl $130,000 out of his own money. But who the hell would do that?
I know. I don't know. Now, when you sit with the president, and I don't want to lean on our friendship, but you sit, I know President Trump calls you occasionally, Andrew Napolitano. He calls the judge. And I know everybody has immense respect for you. So the last one-on-one you had with your longtime friend, Donald J. Trump, can you fill us in on anything? And I know he keeps it. I don't know this for a fact, but
you know, I probably shouldn't, Joey. As much as I love you, I have to respect his confidentiality.
God bless you. You're so Italian, Judge. I love it.
Listen, when we go to
Chaz's,
Momentary.
Yeah, okay.
Bring Nunberg. It'd be worth the price of admission alone.
We're good. We have a lot to talk about. Hey, are you in the city? Because now out in Jersey.
Oh, where you and I live? 18 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. 18. Yeah.
But you have the 1,000 acres. I don't quite have that many acres.
Let me tell you, it's a lot of plowing to do.
Judge, I love you. I love you to death.
You too, Joey. You all the best.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there, breaking it down. He's the senior judicial analyst for the Fox News Channel and an absolutely brilliant and a great, great guy. I got to tell you, a great, great, grounded individual who's got a mind of absolute brilliance. 8:17 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Let me go to Dominic before we break. Let me go to Dominic in the Bronx. Dominic, what are you thinking this morning, my friend?
I'll tell you, Joey, I'm upset with the New York Times. The New York Times is trying to get out in front of this HRC video that's about to come out. They're trying to say it's a fake, it's a fraud, watch out for fake videos. Newsweek's doing the same thing. Now, how do they know this is coming out? How do they know it's going to implicate Hillary?
It's
a video that involves Hillary.
I don't know what to believe. And if that's in the New York Times, I don't know what to believe. Frankie Bart, speaking of the New York Times, 18 after 8, we're going to go to break in a second. But Frankie Fiburos said he showed me an ad for the book. I don't want to plug the book. I don't want to plug the author. The Donald Trump book. They put a full-page ad in the New York Times. And apparently, and I meant to talk to you about this, Frankie, earlier, on about the book and about how somebody could just make up things. Like I said to Andrew, you could make up things about anybody. And then it becomes, it's news of the day. But for them to buy, they sold already 2 million of those books?
More than that. I believe the books in
how much
third
is a full ad in a Times
I think, I mean, back in the day when the Times was the Times, it was $200,000. So I would think it's at least 100 and a quarter.
And it is. And to Dominic called, you know, it's just, again, a concerted effort. It's a concerted effort to take down this president. And they're going to put the ad in there. I wonder if they donated that ad, you think, Frankie? You know what I'm saying?
No. The Times, that's about as likely as our station donating a commercial.
Have you ever, I don't know, we're going to get into it. When we come back, we're going to have with us, first of all,
the Sanitation Commissioner, Catherine Garcia.
Catherine Garcia is so wonderful. She always jumps on the air with us. But Michael Goodman is going to come on, and Commissioner Joe Esposito, the New York City Commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management. I worry about you. Joey worries about you on the radio. And you're like me, and I'm looking at Al, and Al's going, come on, let's get out of town quick, because you got to get out of town quick. But just be careful. Don't think you're going to get out of here during drive time. You're not going to do it.
Oh, my wife just texted me. She goes, I'm looking out the window. Is there snow coming?
I know.
I said, just have patience there. You're off today. Don't worry. It's okay.
Me too. Look at me. Coming later. We're going to take a picture. I'm going to tweet it out
of
my
fashion model.
My Modell's outfit.
Rugged.
I was given the edict. Don't wear a matching handkerchief. Don't wear a tie and a jacket, Joe. So I went to Modell's. I go, I'll take the picture.
It was a suggestion.
I am like Nanook of the North.
We saw the boss was here this morning. He was in a suit and tie. He was in, casual clothes.
So we'll see. So yes, it is coming in. You're going to get about 5 to 9 inches in New York. I'm telling you. And then back out in the boondocks where Judge Napolitano and I live. It's way out in West Jersey. And even, we're going to get slammed with snow. So don't be fooled. Right, Debbie Duhame? It looks nice now, but it's the calm before the storm, girl.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're hearing from all of the experts. So, but definitely be careful out there, everybody, as you travel around, because the roads are even wet right now as well. So that can cause some problems. Over at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, speeds are down to 35 miles per hour. Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds reduced as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head over to 22 in Mount Vernon. It's a malfunctioning traffic light over there. 280 West Maddox at 7 into West Orange. An accident was just cleared in 22 West at Meeker Ave in Newark. They just cleaned up an accident as well. Let's see what's happening on the Garden State Parkway southbound, the ramp at 129. It's an accident on that ramp. That's where things can be really treacherous on the ramps. 59th Street getting into Columbus Circle. Accident with a garbage truck into a building, and the eastbound belt right at the southern state of collision there. Brought to you by Boston Market. Remember your dinner table. Time to fill it up with food and family. It's the Boston Market. 2 for $22. Two complete meals for $22. Your choice of two mains, two sides each, two drinks and two desserts. Brought to you by Boston Market. Dinner is always ready. Again, that mix of rain, snow, and wind will increase throughout the day, high in the mid-30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes in another type of bank account.
I mean, I know the role that I play in a lot of people's lives, and I think about that. Have I disappointed people? When I came out against Donald Trump during the primaries, people were very disappointed. That's why I'm a big believer in the moral bank account theory I have. Now, we make deposits when we do good things, and we make withdrawals when we make what are mistakes or perceived as mistakes.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Red Store Minute, driven by Nissan. The St. John's men's basketball team begins the 36th edition of the Big East Tournament at Madison Square Garden with an opening night matchup with arch-rival Georgetown at 7 p.m. on FS1. The Johnnies finished the regular season winning 5 of their last 8, with 3 of those victories coming in New York City. Led by all Big East first-team selection Shamori Pons, the Red Storm aims to defeat the Hoyas in the Big East Tournament for the second straight season. Pons was the top scorer in the regular season, averaging 21.6 points per game, and led the Johnnies in scoring in 20 of his 28 appearances this season. With a victory over Georgetown, the Johnnies would earn a spot in the Big East Tournament quarterfinals on Thursday for a shot against top seed Xavier at noon inside the world's most famous arena. For more information on St. John's basketball, visit redstormsports.com. That's the Red Store Minute driven by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Catherine Garcia, standby commissioner of the New York City Department of Sanitation. I wanted to tell you, you have 5 minutes, if I may tell you about 5 minutes. I'll give you to 8:30. It's a little more than 5 minutes, okay, because it's 8:24 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, proud to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You have 5 minutes, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. All European models excluded, but you can get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. And while you're there, please go see Alex. S for Alex Kinsella. He's the general manager, and he can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. How many times I got to tell you this? But you could become a rewards member, by the way, and be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. And you have to check out. It's a must that you go to the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Iggy is so excited about this new state-of-the-art service center. Make the trip to Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love what you see, and you're going to see the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Catherine Garcia is the commissioner of the New York City Department of Sanitation. Everyone in the world wants to talk to this young lady today. She was kind enough to join us this morning. Catherine, welcome back to the show, Commissioner. So great for you to join us. How are we looking, and when is the storm coming on, and what can you tell us?
Well, so far we're having a good day, but we anticipate to start seeing heavy snow around 11 a.m., and it's going to be very varied across the city. It's obviously warmer towards the coast, and then up in the Bronx and upper Manhattan, we are anticipating heavier accumulations. But we have been salting all night to keep the streets nice and warm, and hopefully we can stay ahead of this through the storm, and we'll have 2,400 people making sure that that happens.
Wow. Yeah, I saw the salt already when I walked to work this morning, and thank you for that, by the way, putting the salt down. So you're thinking about 11 or 12 is going to get nasty. Best for folks to stay home, Commissioner, correct?
I mean, we really like folks to stay off the road if they can, or take mass transit. It's going to get very, very windy and very snowy for a short period of time in the afternoon. But luckily, we have good temperatures coming after this storm,
so
we anticipate being able to stay ahead of it.
How many plows out there? How many salt spreaders, Commissioner?
We have 693 spreaders out, and then we will be adding 1,600 plows when we start to see accumulations.
And they're all sanitation workers?
They are all sanitation workers.
As a former sanitation worker, I thank you for that. I'll tell you, we love our sanitation workers. Now, how will this affect a trash and recycling pickup?
So we did some trash and recycling pickup this morning, but they obviously are going to get pulled back before the 11 a.m. hour to pre-position and make sure they're ready to go on plowing. But, you know, we're trying to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job, Commissioner. Commissioner Garcia, by the way, how can we check out to see what roads and New Yorkers want to see if their street is plowed or not?
You can certainly go on Plow NYC on our website or on OEM's website, and you can track us and see how we're doing in your neighborhood and when we were there.
Catherine Garcia, thank you for always taking the time. Appreciate your dedication to New Yorkers, Catherine Garcia. And come back, and if you hear anything, please call.
We will. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Garcia right there of the New York City Department of Sanitation. Excuse me, I'm a former garbage man. I know what it takes. I know what it takes. And if you're going to pick up garbage, you are a man, you are a woman, you are strong. I'm telling you. We used to go back. Now, this, of course, was nothing like New York. Like New York, New York. If you make it here, you make it anywhere. But I was like in a little town out down in down the shore in Jersey. And we used to, I told you this before, we used to be on the slop route where we'd go pick up the restaurants, man, and those bins, and we would bang those bins up. I would drive that garbage truck. One of the great jobs I had, by the way, you know, end of the day. And me being a germaphobe, which is so funny. You think that I would be, but I didn't even think about it back then. So a big, big shout out to the sanitation workers out there keeping, you know, the salt on the roads for us and plowing the streets. Very, very difficult. We didn't have to do that. We didn't have to do that. They didn't put plows on the front of our garbage trucks, so we appreciate that. So stay tuned. And Frankie, what did the commission? I should have written it down. Where can you go? You can go
Plow NYC. So you can get there through, if you just Google Plow NYC, it comes up, or if you go to OEM's website.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. It's 8:29. We're going to break for news. Your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. I want to go to Joe Sebelia. So when we have somebody who works for us, and we always like to kind of empower them and tell them when they do a great job, we certainly let them know that we appreciate it. So this kid, Joe Sebelia, he's such an old soul. Let me tell you, remember I was talking about Ava Gardner and the Ava Gardner Museum? Who knew? What? Someone, Geraldine, thank you for your nice correspondence. She said I stopped by the Ava Gardner because that was one of Mr. Sinatra's great loves. So Frankie Fiburles knows about William Harrison, about John Tyler. He knows about Ava Gardner. This guy, Joe walked at the studio and goes, you know, I've been to that museum. Only Joe Sebelia would have actually gone to the Ava Gardner Museum. Joe, you're such an old soul. Now, Joe performed Saturday night. We couldn't get there. It was locked down out Friday night. It was locked down out in West Jersey. The power went off. Frankie took 5 hours. He tried to get out there. It took 5 hours. No way I was moving with the kids at the house. Did the show go on, Joe Sebelia?
Joe Piscopo, the show did go on as planned. Big success.
Everybody showed up.
Not everybody, but we did have a decent turnout. It was supposed to be about 200 people that were going to show up, including Frank Morano and his longtime companion.
5 hours he was stuck in traffic for you.
I found out. I had no idea he was coming till literally I got home. My mother said, you know, Frank was going to come. I said, really?
I was so disappointed,
and I felt bad that I made poor Frank drive into the city that day and get caught in traffic and the two of you, together.
You're like kindred souls, I'm telling
we
you.
We went to go see Arthur in court the other day.
Yeah, that was great.
The event of the century right there.
Well, watching Arthur work, he's brilliant in the courtroom, certainly. I tried to walk 78. I left the car, I walked, I was in my boots, I was frozen. There were icicles on my eyebrows, Joe. I couldn't make it, so I apologize for that.
It's all right, Joe. Next time. And Joe, no matter what, there's seats reserved for you. You don't even have to ask.
Wow. Joe, I turned you down immediately, so you don't have to worry.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it.
Joe goes to me. He goes, you better get your tickets now because we're selling out fast. This is the guy that works
the look
for
on your face, Joe. You were crestfallen. You were like, what is
what is
you know
this?
Who he's talking to?
I'm used to getting yelled at. I don't know. Joe, I appreciate it. And God bless, the show went well. Did you have a band? You said you had tracks with you.
I have tracks, yeah. I'm not that high-end, Joe.
You had a band, you'd be like, whoa, what are we paying him?
You'll get there. You know what's so funny? Can I riff for a second, Frankie? We got time to riff for a second? No, because I've told you this before. The wildest thing that I did, I told you, when I was on Grease on Broadway, and forgive me, and again, we have new listeners, and the turnover is such in the morning where so forgive me if you heard it before, but when I was doing Grease, I played Vince Fontaine. I was the main brain, Vince Fontaine, the geeter with the heat, the boss with the sauce, the man with the plan, spinning stacks of wax at the house of wax, WAXX, baby, yeah. One of the great roles I had with the Weisslers produced this play. It was the silliest role I have ever done in my life, but it was fun at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. Now, before I go to Broadway, they sent me to Chicago. This had to be 96. Right? Yeah. And I go to Chicago and I do a warm up date. And I told you this before, I asked the Weisslers to be let out early, not to do the matinee. Let me get home because there's a snowstorm coming in. And we got in, and sure enough, I made it to New York, got to the hotel. The snowstorm, remember that? It was early January. Oh, yeah. Boom.
I mean, that was the snowstorm that made me break up with my girlfriend.
And it shut down. You ever try to give it a line of thought, and Al will take it out.
It's the best.
So I remember that story, Al. But
two feet of snow.
I went in, and it was like shut down. We go to Broadway. We decide we're going to stay open. The Weislers go, we're going to stay open. They shut down Broadway on that day.
Wow.
They shut down Broadway. We, in the Guinness Book of Records right now, Grease stayed open, and they had a full house. They had a full house because they said, no, nobody else is
right?
open.
Yeah.
People were walking. They came to the O'Neill Theater, scared out of my mind. By the way. And by the way, this is you ask why I have respect for a Broadway like that. I went to rehearsal that day. It was the day of. We had to just run because I had not been with this cast. Everybody showed up. Nobody
really?
Whined. That's... Nobody whined and said, oh, there's snow. Oh, I can't make it. I'm not going to show up. You didn't send the cart. Boom. Broadway, baby.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a big thrill.
I thought you were going to say you were talking to Jerry Lewis and you told him you better get your tickets now because they're going to run out and you're not going to have one for him.
No.
I had to give you that look like, no.
No, I wouldn't say that to Jerry.
Who was the baseball player? Was it Curt Schilling that always kept a seat for Elvis at every game? He would buy it. I think it was Curt Schilling.
I think it was.
He would always keep, he would get two seats, one for his mother,
That's
one for
funny.
Elvis that at every
right.
game. You're that, Joe's Elvis.
That is so funny. Yeah. Well, I followed Jerry. We went out. I went with Joey, who was in 11th grade, my son, and we went on the North American tour of Greece where I went all across Canada and the United States and loved every minute of it. And we followed Damn Yankees at that time. And we would hear the guy told you the greatest Jerry Lewis stories. Jerry would go in. Jerry would come in, rest his soul, and he would take his dressing room and make it like a living room because you're there for a week. When you do a sit down, your eight shows are for a week. And he would put pictures up, Dean Martin and the whole
thing. Comfortable.
Yeah, like that. Wayne Newton did the same thing. Me, I put my coat on a chair and I go on stage. I
Wait,
think
you
about
did? Because I couldn't see you putting your coat on the chair with all the germs and stuff. You know.
No, I should do that. Go in, you move in, and then it's you're like home for a while.
Well, whatever works.
Even when I was on Broadway, I never did that. I just did it by the seat of my pants. Hey, but anyway, 8:35 right now. See the calls. Do we grab them? Do we go to Al, Mr. Producer? What do you think?
I would go to Al, and we'll take calls next.
All right, stand by, please.
We have three open lines.
877-970-2999. He's the best. He's going to be sleeping here all day.
I
love it. Why
freezing.
Am I laughing?
Trying.
Did you
freezing.
Go to my office? Did you?
No, I don't go
freezing.
There.
Freezing. It's freezing.
In sensitive to the cold.
It's like 30 degrees. Marianne Idell is going to bring a heater in?
I don't know if she's bringing
Not today.
It. She's earmarked it for
Joe Sabila, will you please look if there's an Ace Hardware something around that we could get a heater for Frankie Five Barrels?
It's okay.
There's got to be a hardware store something in Wall Street. There's got to be some. No, there is one. But it's down by Wall Street. Yeah,
just get a blanket. Go to TJ Maxx.
No, it's freezing. I can't put the. He's got a cold already. The poor kid.
He shouldn't be here. You know, he's going to infect everybody.
He's dedicated. John Catsimatidis tonight. We're going to take care of Frankie Five Barrels.
877-970-2999.
Big Al's got the headline news live and local. AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
34 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hundreds of flights canceled at New York City area airports as that nor'easter is churning up. Some 540 flights canceled at Newark Airport, 441 at Kennedy, 431 at LaGuardia. Several airlines waiving change fees due to the weather. And if you're still planning on trying to fly, you should call your carrier before heading to the airport. A Sussex County man is behind bars for threatening a Jersey Central Power and Light employee. Vernon cops say they were contacted Monday by a JCP&L security investigator who alleged that Robert Winter of the Glenwood section called them to complain his power was still out and during the reportedly agitated conversation threatened to kidnap a company worker. Winter then allegedly added he knows how to make explosives and would blow up a substation to make sure nobody would have electricity. Winter was arrested, charged with making terroristic threats, and he's been placed in the Sussex County Jail. In sports, the Knicks hung with the Trailblazers for a half before losing 111-87 in Portland. Nets couldn't keep up with the Warriors. They lost 114-101 at Golden State. Rangers couldn't get any of 31 shots past Steve Mason in a 3-0 loss to the Jets. Devils built a 6-1 lead late in the second period. They held on to beat the Canadiens 6-4 at the Rock. College hoops, Syracuse moves on to the second round of the ACC tournament. They'll take on North Carolina tonight at Barclays Center, and we'll have that game tip-off set for 9:30. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Cross-honoring system-wide. Looks like Metro North on a reduced schedule for today. LIRR on or close. If you're heading over to the subways, delays on the downtown D and N trains with some ongoing signal problems. Also delays on the uptown Q with some ongoing mechanical problems. Traffic very light. If you're heading to 280 westbound, exit 7, accident just cleared getting into West Orange. Garden State Parkway, southbound the ramp at 129. It's an accident on the ramp. That's where you'll find some pretty tough conditions. 59th Street at Columbus Circle here in town. Garbage truck into a building. Ongoing investigation there. Over on the Belt Parkway eastbound, right at the Southern State, watch out for a collision. LIE West getting out past the area of Morris Avenue, exit 62, an accident just being cleared. And if you're heading to the Tappan Zee Bridge and the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, speeds reduced, rain, wind, and snow increasing throughout the day. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by CC's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CC's. Grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CC's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Happy hump day. The weather is terrible here. It's going to get worse as the day goes on. You're sitting listening right now. Spring is just a few weeks away, and you want to start a program to lose weight. I know you do, and I've got the program for you. It's called Calitrin. It's been working for me. I feel fantastic because Calitrin works. No drugs, no stimulants, all natural and so simple to use. You take it before you go to bed. It works on you while you're sleeping to help you lose weight. And don't just take it from me. Our friend Elizabeth is back on the line with us. She's going to give us some more info. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yes, sir. It's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, it really is a health supplement that's good for you. And then, of course, you lose weight with it. Now, it's not a fast-acting formula. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. It's not going to happen overnight. But you are going to see inches come off within that first 4 to 6 weeks, and the weight starts falling off after that. You're giving your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Turn it back into that fat-burning machine that it wants to be. That's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why you see the side benefits like better sleep, less joint pain. And, of course, I'm telling you, the inches and the pounds come off. If you have any weight to lose, don't miss out. Go to our website right now, toploss.com. We've got a sale on it today. And if you use the promo code AL, you're going to save an additional 10% off. That's toploss.com.
Give Calitrin a call right now, 1-833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com, and just use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL. Hey, you're going to save 10%.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. We're waiting for this big snowstorm to come in. It's coming in about 11, 12 o'clock. Okay, we're breaking it down for you. Please be careful. Please stay home because once it hits, it's going to hit. Me and Al, we're running out quick. I have a couple things to do.
Wait, excuse me.
A beer cast by chance?
I have an interview, yeah, after the show.
Look at this guy.
So, I got to get it done.
You think you got a lot to do?
Well, I got a busy week coming up in two weeks. I'm taking a couple of days off. I got to get stuff done.
I love it. You're taking a couple of days off. Oh.
Well, I have to. I'm judging a beer competition for the Atlantic City Beer Music
Why would
Festival
you want to do our show when you could judge in Atlantic City a beer?
Well, I was asked to do it. I'm honored to do it. So I have. I already had the day off, so I'm taking an additional day off so I can go do it.
We're losing.
Oh, we've lost him.
I have to take a. I got a big test.
I don't even think it's ESPN. I don't think it's ESPN. I think it's like some beer channel.
BSPN,
the beer channel. Yeah, it's so true.
Speaking of which, Trump and talking about these tariffs that he wants to do, the tariff that he's going to put on aluminum may affect smaller craft breweries because a lot of them use cans now.
Did you talk about that in your beer
show? I'm actually going to be talking about it this week. Good. Absolutely. And it's going to affect the smaller craft breweries because they're going to have to pay more for aluminum. Yeah. So that's going to hurt their bottom line. And their feeling is it's going to offset the tax benefits that they've gotten so far.
Yeah,
because
a
company like Budweiser can absorb that cost.
Yeah, sure.
That's more money because they're a bigger company.
But to your point, and you're going to buy the beer, I'm going to buy the cars if it costs a little more extra. If it costs a little extra, I think
But here's the thing.
I think that, and I may be wrong, and a lot of people disagree with the president, but Frankie and I believe the tariffs are a good thing. You know, it's going to take a while for it to settle down, but once it does, we will be in the driver's seat.
When you have a small, when you have a small craft brewer who only has a couple of employees, let's say they have 10 employees, and their price point already for a four-pack of beer in cans is $16 to $20. Now they're going to have to raise that, you know, to maybe it's $22 for a four-pack.
Show the beer.
But that's a lot of money that maybe somebody doesn't have disposable income to pay for.
Very smart.
First of all, you know, we're talking about a penny here, less than a penny.
I understand.
Right. So I'm happy to pay less than half a penny a can of extra for beer to preserve American steel and aluminum industry. Second, who do you think is buying this craft beer? It's Americans. So if we keep steel workers and people who work in the aluminum industry in America working and, heaven forbid, actually expanding, that's going to create more jobs and more people that are going to buy beer.
Mic drop.
They're benefiting from the corporate tax cuts as well. So at best, it's a wash. I don't see.
Frank, you speak the truth, brother. God bless you, man. You're absolutely right. 8:45 right now. Hey, Charlie Finch, so Professor Finch is one of our astute listeners and been there from day one. He has got, and Charlie, you got to make sure I don't break any confidences here. As I talk with the judge, I'm very careful not to break confidences. You have an inside line to the White House. That's all I'll say, Charlie Finch. Could you give us a little bit of a scoop by chance?
Well, Joe, first of all, good luck with your procedures.
Thank you.
I just have one of them. I won't tell your listeners which one, too much information, but I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
Today. Well, in honor of Frankie Overtime, the Trump book that's coming out is by a guy named Ron Kessler, who's written a number of books, as Frank knows, about the Secret Service and CIA.
Yeah.
He is a member of Mar-a-Lago and a close friend of President Trump. He's been working on this book since before Trump's victory in 2016.
Right.
It's going to be a blockbuster. It's going to be fair to the president.
Wow.
He's interviewed everybody. And after this book comes out, and I'm thinking this summer, no one's going to remember that other book or any other book. Okay?
Yeah.
So Ron Kessler, one of the greatest experts on government. I'm privileged to know him a little bit. And this is a scoop. No one knows about it. But
do you have a name on the book, Charlie, yet?
I do not have a name, unfortunately, but it's Kessler. I'm sure Frank Morano is very familiar with Mr. Kessler and may want to try to sign him up for an interview. But he is a member of Mar-a-Lago, Joe. He is a friend of the president and Melania's, and this is going to be the book of books. So one more point.
Yes, sir.
Remember that film, The English Patient, which the lead character was in a hospital in a bunch of bandages after a horrible plane crash, and he was in love and won a lot of Oscars?
Yeah.
That's Bob Mueller. He's in the hospital. Weissman's running things. No one's seen or heard from Bob Mueller for months, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't see him at all.
Charlie, get him out of the briny deep, Joe. SpongeBob, right? Love you.
Thanks, SpongeBob Mueller. I love you too, Charlie. Thanks so much. Let me go to Vinny in the great town of Belleville, New Jersey, baby. Vinny, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, I'm worried about you. If the snow piles up, you can't get out. My wife and I are inviting you to stay over in little Belleville tonight. We got two extra bedrooms, and you'll get a good Italian dinner made by Philomena.
Vinny, I love you, man. Thank you, brother. Look at that. Is that the best of Belleville right there? We lived on Copper Place right there off of Franklin Avenue. Copper Place in Belleville, New Jersey, when my pop got out of the Army, marries my beautiful mom. In 1948, they have the reception at the Robert Treat in Newark. You wonder why I love the state, right? And they got married, I think, St. Mary's in Rutherford. And then we moved to, on the GI Bill, my pop got a house right on the corner, Copper Place. And, man, I go by there, in right there in Belleville, and I tell you what, and I was born in Passaic because my dad worked in Passaic, and then we lived in Belleville to Bloomfield. To elementary school with the great Judge Napolitano, and then up to the West Essex area up there. So, hey, it's all about Jersey. But so when you hear Frankie talk about Staten Island, it's the same thing. Well, and I was talking to when I talked to Chuck Woolery on his podcast yesterday. We were talking about this. We are all in this together. We are all Americans. I don't care who you are, what you choose to do, what you choose to be, what your religion is, what you believe in. We are Americans, and I love you for that. You're my brothers, you're my sisters, and we have to embrace one another. It is time. David in Brooklyn. Good morning, David. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, I disagree with Judge Napolitano. There is ample evidence of Trump's involvement with the Russian mafia. As a matter of fact, Newsweek did a story last July that concluded that maybe as many as one-third of the condominiums sold at Trump Towers were sold to members of organized Russian crime, and they used Trump's properties, including golf courses and other places, to hide and launder their ill-gotten wealth.
Yeah. David, this is from Newsweek?
Yes, Newsweek.
Yeah, no credibility. Sorry. David, thanks for calling. No credibility. Sorry, no credibility. So fake news. Fake news. I'm sorry. I don't know. But, you know, and let's say, worst case scenario, David, to your point, and by the way, David, thank you for calling. Let's just say that the president took Russian loans, worked with Russians, his tax returns all of a sudden come out, and he took a $10 billion loan. Does it affect the United States of America? How is Russia holding us hostage? I don't understand that. How does it affect us? We're still going on. If indeed Russia went into, I say this over and over again, if Russia went into the voting booth in Hunterdon County and all of a sudden I voted one way and then boom, all of a sudden by some kind of cyber miracle, it changed my vote from Hillary to Donald J. Trump or vice versa, then I would say there's meddling in the election. Don't tell me Facebook ads. Don't tell me the Russianists. Don't tell me Newsweek. Don't tell me New York Times. Don't tell me CNN. It's all made up. It's a concerted effort. So, David, we love you, man, for listening. But don't get bought by that. And by the way, on the right, too, when you hear the right rhetoric, if I may, the far right rhetoric, you shouldn't go that way. It's up to you and I to stay right down the middle and be pragmatic and objective about this whole thing. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Debbie's on the roads. The storm is a coming.
Yeah.
But right now traffic's a little lighter today. But boy, I would just suggest, Debbie, I think you'll agree, stay home if you can.
Oh yeah, if you can, that would be awesome. Yeah, you know, that would be really nice if you could do that. And if you do have to venture out, just be really careful as the winds and the snow and rain increase throughout the day. Let's tell you what's happening, Joe, on the subways. The F, N, and Q trains resuming. The earlier mechanical problems cleared. Looks like the downtown D and N service, you're still seeing delays with signal problems. Amtrak on a modified schedule for today. New Jersey Transit cross-honoring system-wide. If you're heading over to Metro North, that's on a reduced schedule. LIRR on a regular schedule, and no major problems reported with the LIRR. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow for snow removal. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Garden State Parkway southbound, exit 141. That's an accident involving a pickup truck and a dump truck. Really a mess there. Several lanes remain blocked. If you're heading to 59th Street at Columbus Circle, an accident still there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, 8:52 on AM 970, The Answer. Telling you about Harry's. I have Harry's with me. When I go out and I stay a night or two or more in New York City, I take Harry's with me now. Because what happened last time? What happened? I went to an electric razor I had in my car, an electric razor I had in my office, and I ripped my face up. You can't. With Harry's, I get the cleanest, closest shave. And so now I carry my emerald green, you know, ergonomic handle razor, my shave cream with me. and I love it, and you will too. Please go to Harrys.com. They have so much to offer at Harrys.com for incredible prices, and I'm going to give you a special offer in a moment. But what I love about it, Jeff and Andy, these two regular guys, and we love Harrys because they are two regular guys, Jeff and Andy. They were tired of us getting ripped off. Do you want to go to the supermarket? You want to go to the drugstore and go behind that glass vault and get the key and wait a half an hour for someone, first of all, to find somebody in the store, second of all, to get the keys jangling, you know, and they go and they can't open. They got to open up that glass case like that. That's ridiculous. You don't even have to do that. Jeff and Andy are taking less profit. Yes, I said less profit. They got their own factory, and now for $2 a blade compared to $4 a blade, you'll get the great deal, a great deal from Harrys.com. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade. That with the size of my nose, you know, it's hard to get under because my schnoz is so big. I turn the blade around and I get right under my nose there and I get a perfect shave under my schnoz. I thought rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you a special offer. Redeem your trial offer, a $13 value, all yours when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, you can go to Harrys.com right now. Just enter the code Piscopo. When you do that, then you will get, you know what you're going to get? Post-shave balm for free. You're going to love it. Harrys.com, code Piscopo.
Wednesday afternoon, it's your information fast lane at AM 970, The Answer. Michael Medved blasts off at 3. Kevin McCullough breaking news as it happens at 4. John Catsimatidis getting both sides of the story at 5. And Jay Sekulow making news from the nation's capital at 6. Get your information super infusion every Wednesday. The stories you need and the analysis you trust. Only on AM 970, The Answer. Answer.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Islanders fans, it's time to rock the island. Purchase a Rock the Island plan for the 2018-19 season and receive all regular season and preseason games at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, plus 3 weekend games at Barclays Center.
Snap it toward the net. Lee in front. Backhand. It scores!
Call 844-33-ISLES or visit islanders.nhl.com/island to learn more.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
8:55 with Joe Piscopo. All right, here it is. Here's the marathon man, Mr. Joe Lundberg. Never wrong. Joey, give us the breakdown time-wise on this storm that's a-coming.
It's underway already. We've seen some snow and rain so far this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, areas north and west of the city, it's all going to be snow. That's where we're expecting the higher snow totals.
Okay.
Out of the island, rain, snow mix, eventually becoming all snow. Same thing at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And that's just the worst of it's this afternoon. I'd say from lunchtime till about 6, 7 o'clock this evening. That's
okay.
The height of the storm.
Okay.
When there'll be some gusty wind and the snow will be coming down at the rate of 1 to 2 inches per hour.
This is crazy. You know what I feel bad about, Joe? People still without power, and we're slammed with another storm.
I know.
Is it so we got to watch about noon. Okay, we're going to be careful. It's best to stay home. Drive time tonight, forget about it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, it's just going to be awful for the
evening. And it'll be cleared up tomorrow. And don't tell me there's another storm coming, Joey.
There's another storm, but hopefully it stays south of us Sunday night and Monday.
All
hopefully.
Right, Joe. And you'll stay off your bike, please?
Oh, yes, I will.
I'm not even
going to run outside today. I'm going to go to the Y today.
I know. You'll be swimming. Joe Lundberg, thank you so much. You're always keeping us on top of the weather. Appreciate it, my friend.
All right, be careful.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. You're right. And Joe's absolutely right. Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk, our meteorologist. You got to be careful out there. We're taking it lightly. And Albert always says to me, Joe, what to wear. You know, he tells me what to wear. I got my boots. I got my jeans. I got my jeans. I got everything. I'm going
to
tweet out a picture of me. But then you said, get out while you can.
Yeah.
Well, you can. So we're going to fly out of here.
100%.
Yeah. And then, because I'll be able to make it in tomorrow for my procedure tomorrow. Yeah, because it'll be clear by tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't have a problem.
Yeah, okay. So I got, thank you for that.
Sure.
And I'm glad, because, but you never know. My neck of the woods, the power, boom. Mine stayed on. I'm convinced mine stayed on because I have Blue Rock Energy. You know, mine stayed
on.
My stayed on for almost 10 hours longer than anybody else. And I'm not saying I don't know that for a fact because I have Blue Rock Energy. I'm just saying
okay.
that. Oh, you know, I see. I mainly go to the calls and I hear the music. Now we got to take a break.
Yeah.
So we'll take the break and then we'll go to the calls. Can we do that in the 9 o'clock hour?
Sure.
Because it's 8:58 right now. Don't forget Mike Gallagher.
We still got to talk about President Tyler there. Your new hero.
Wait, you don't want to miss this.
Yeah. Great story.
You don't want to miss this. And he was the guy that went in after William A. Harrison. So I only know that because Frankie Fibrello said that. Vinny Recuglia, thanks for the egg and cheese sandwich. Unbelievable.
Egg and potato.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Is that what I had? I had
fantastic.
The egg and potato.
Egg and
fantastic.
Potato. I had both, the potato and the peppers.
We love you, Vinny. Appreciate it very much. Piscopo in the morning. Commissioner Joseph Esposito. Joe Esposito is going to join us. He's the New York City Commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management. He's a good guy. And we're going to talk about storm preparations. It's coming in. It seems like. Do not get fooled. We worry about you. You stay tuned, please, to AM 970, The Answer. We'll break it all down. Don't forget, John Catsimatidis, 5 o'clock tonight on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New Jersey Department of Transportation responding to the storm by removing non-operational cars from the sides of roadways Wednesday. NJDOT says that due to the nor'easter, it's asking state, county, and local cops to tow away any disabled or abandoned vehicles. This will remain in effect until noon Thursday. The DOT also reminding motorists, avoid unnecessary travel. Remember that bridges and overpasses freeze before grounded road services do. New York City public schools are open as that second nor'easter is hitting, dumping several inches of snow on the Big Apple by day's end. Forecasters predicting the commute home, though, could be more difficult, and city officials keeping an eye on the snowy forecast. The city's 700 salt spreaders are at the ready. 1,500 plows roll out once 2 inches of snow hit the ground. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Trailblazers, Nets lost to the Warriors, Jets shut out the Rangers, Devils beat the Canadiens, and Syracuse beat Wake Forest.
From the studios of AM 9. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.